had rats. The snakes keep down the rats, as we say, from carrying the place away. And we do not harm our black snakes. Only 2 days ago, I saw about a 6-footer crawl under the kitchen. And maybe there's a couple under the house now, for all I know. But were it a rattlesnake, I would be on my hands and knees with a long stick trying to get him out, kill him, and get rid of him.
Well, I think we're going to leave right now. No, I'm only kidding.
Oh, no.
Snakes happen to be one of my...
Yes, you can't take them.
I really can't take them.
I don't care for rattlesnakes. I'm afraid of them.
Yeah.
You never know how they are going to act. No 2 days are alike. Usually they will leave you alone and get completely out of your way if they hear you coming. And this theory that they will strike, they will rattle before they strike, is a theory only. I have seen them strike and then rattle afterwards. And they can strike, half the distance of their length. A big snake will catch you waist to shoulder high in striking. They strike at heat. The heat from your body will attract their senses for striking. And I didn't know that their fangs, which are two in the upper jaw, were solid on the ends. It was always my thoughts that they were hollowed. But having seen rattlesnake fangs, they are solid on the ends with the aperture, a hole, in the upper part, just beyond the point. And after they strike, they rear back, pushing on the glands which secretes the poison through these holes on the top of the fangs. And the wound has already been made where this poison goes in.
Have you ever been attacked by a rattlesnake?
I have had a rattlesnake coil and jump at me from a distance several times, but I continued to back up to keep out of his way until I could find something long enough that I could get in and hit him and kill him. Usually I'll kill a rattlesnake with a shovel which has a 5.5-foot handle on it and think nothing of it. I've got friends that will kill them with a machete only. They come up back of them before they coil. But my favorite weapon for killing them would be a shotgun, and at a distance.
Yeah.
I know the largest I've killed here was possibly 6 to 6.5 feet long, and he had 13 rattles. He had come near the front door while I wasn't there, and a friend staying with me told me that there was a snake in the yard by screaming, and I didn't know if he had been struck or not. The snake had crawled under his hammock, and somehow he had awakened to see the snake. And when I was assured that he hadn't been struck, I went with a .45 caliber handgun, and not wanting to tear up my steps, I fired over for the noise to get him off of his coil. And he then uncoiled, went into the yard, and I shot twice at him, only nicking him and not killing him. Then I reached a 7-foot oar, boat oar, and with the blade of the oar, I killed him. But what marksmanship. 3 shots, no game. But he was the largest. This year, I've killed one only. He was a small snake. Possibly 18-20 inches long, with what we call a button only. He was a freshly hatched snake, and he was discovered in the low part of the yard late afternoon, already past sundown, and he was dispatched with a short stick.
Well, I was considering camping out down here, but
I have spent thousands of nights